it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's live on YouTube, where you also get to see Brett Goode, who's got far less hair than he used to have.
Wow.
No, he's not balding. He just, remember, he had the locks of love for years.
Yeah.
I had to cut it with all the kids and too many sports going on. I got to get up and go.
Brett Goode, longtime Green Bay Packer, long snapper, 2008 through 2017, and was a member of the team when the Packers went to Monday Night Football, October 5th, the first time the Packers played against Brett Favre at the Metrodome. Sorry to bring it up. Vikings won 30-23.
Very
so
nice
my
bit.
Question for Brett was, can you come on the show and talk about what that was like for the team leading up? And here's the first question. I am so sick of all this. Well, it's the Packers and the Steelers this weekend. And, you know, Jordan Love came out yesterday and said, you know, I play against the Steelers defense and Aaron Rodgers plays against the Packers. Yeah, I get it. What was all the stuff behind the scenes that nobody's saying? Good.
Well, they're always going to have the cliches, you know. They got to keep that going so that they can keep the main thing the main thing. But, you know, the most important that I remember is it was like a playoff game. You know, you get that really big atmosphere. You hear everything that's going on, but the atmosphere was like a playoff game. Back then it was, you know, the Minnesota Vikings hate that was, you know, Green Bay Packers, obviously, for obvious reasons. And I think there's a lot of similarities that Green Bay, we won the Super Bowl against the Steelers. You know, there's a lot of hate there. And so I think that, you know, you can see in the media that they're both just kind of focusing on their team, which they're supposed to. But it's going to be an electrifying game. The crowd's going to be nuts. It's Sunday Night Football. Both teams are trying to make a stance in their division. Both divisions are a tight race, you know, with the Steelers losing last week. And we all know what the Bears and the Vikings and the Lions are doing in the NFC North. So it's a tough game. You're trying to stay on point, and they're both trying to win.
So as you prepared for that week internally, how much did they bring up the Brett Favre piece, and how much did they focus on just the game? Because one of the reporters, one of the beat writers, asked Matt LaFleur, I think on Monday, if he was going to talk to the team about it. He was like, not really. And one of the beat writers came back with, really? You're not? Like, I think you probably – yeah, actually, you probably should. So did they address it back then? And if they did, how did they talk about it?
They don't address it, really. I mean, you know, it's just like when things go on internally in the locker room with contract debates and other things, the players play. You know, the players play football. It's your job to go out there and be a professional, to game plan and be ready and have yourself prepared. And that's what they did. I mean, there might have been a little bit of mention, but the media does it way more than inside the building, especially with the coaching staff and the players. But they all, I mean, every game. You want to win every game. That's the thing is it's a highlighting game that you want to win.
The Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Longtime Packers long snapper, Brett Goode, 2008 to 2017. Where's the Super Bowl ring, buddy?
It is put up right now. I'm in. We're building a home, and so I've got some things in storage and put away so I don't lose them.
Good. Hope it's locked.
Yeah.
Jeez. It is locked up in a safe place.
You know Aaron Rodgers really well. I believe you're still in contact with him. Am I right with that? You chat with him every now and again?
We have communication every now and then. It's, you know, it's per normal that a lot of the guys that are currently playing, you don't really talk to them during the season.
It's true. So there's a lot of conversation about how Aaron is viewing this game and viewing his time at the Packers and so on. And he came out yesterday and said that this isn't a revenge game, and I don't believe him. Is it?
I don't know if it is or not for him. I did see the interview. I think for him, most importantly, is he's trying to be one of, what, five or six quarterbacks to beat all 32 teams.
Bingo.
I think that's what he sees the thing about that. He is right now he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. He's trying to win for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's taking this game as the next game on their schedule. Yes, it's a highlight game. Yes, it's Sunday Night Football. It'll be a playoff atmosphere, but he wants to go in the record books, I'm assuming, as being one of those guys, because that's a very small group of men that have gone on to beat all 32 teams.
So Trevor has, just plain and simple, he's been in his feels this morning.
A little bit.
In regards to the Rodgers audio and the Rodgers news. And it had me kind of asking, Brenton, again, thank you for joining us, about will fans, including Trevor, get to the point, kind of like they have a Favre, of water under the bridge? And will they get to that point where they can talk in front of a microphone and it's not going to eat away at them the way that it is Trevor this morning? Do you see that happening with Rodgers? And was there a difference when you saw both of these guys playing and being there that the fans treated them?
I think it's because he's still playing. I remember whenever Brett was still playing, even when he went to the Jets, I had just got to the Packers after he just went to the Jets, and there was a lot going on then. And obviously when he went to the Vikings to play against the Packers, and it's the same thing. There's the fans and the media, they're talking the same thing because he's a rival, and once he's eventually done playing, that things will settle down, and we all know, his jersey will be retired in Lambeau. So that will come eventually, but right now, he's on the opposing team. And just like any other player in any free agency, the Packers support their team, the media especially, they talk about the Packers, they're on the Packers side, and just like the Steelers would be or Dallas or whatever. And so I think that's where we're at right now, is that the people, he's just playing. It's a rivalry game. People want the Packers to win, and just like they want the Steelers to win.
He talked fondly of his time in Green Bay and Hobart and Suamico. What were some of your favorite memories in living here all the years you did?
The same. I mean, Hobart, Suamico, going to Chives. I know he said that. I mean, I just had some friends come up there that they've been. It was a bucket list for them to go to a Green Bay game, and they said it really is like a small town community in a large city. I mean, you get to do anything you want to do, but you get that small town feel where everybody's your friend, your neighbors take care of you. I remember, people shoveling snow and trying to help you out. It was just great. I always enjoyed training camp. Walking away after training camp and just finding somebody tailgating and grabbing a wing or something to eat, along the way, sometimes a beer, you never know. It's a great place to play football. And I think that's what you see is a lot of players now, particularly that come in free agency and drafted, that don't know anything about Green Bay, particularly they fall in love with it because it is a community. It's a great area. You can get anywhere, in the country that you want to pretty easily. But I loved everything about Green Bay.
So the show on after Inside Wisconsin Sports with Trevor and Josh here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network is named 9 to Noon with John Kuhn. And then after that, there's a cat named Mason Crosby who hosts the Mason Crosby Show from noon to 2. They're not here to defend themselves, Mr. Good. So give us some good stories. And in particular, I think I asked you this when you joined us on the Inside Wisconsin podcast. I love the behind-the-scenes stories from the Super Bowl that nobody gets to know about or talk about. We had, Josh, who was his name from Dallas? I'm going to blank on it too. But same. He was telling stories about driving Favre and Doug Peterson and Jim McMahon around back in the day when he was their Uber. At the end of the day, you guys all won a Super Bowl together. So two questions here. One, how meaningful is that still to this day? Because it'll probably never go away. And two, give us the behind-the-scenes stories. We're not statewide. Nobody's listening.
Well, I mean, obviously, winning a Super Bowl, you go into the history books. There's a lot of great players that have come and played that don't get the opportunity to even play in a Super Bowl, let alone win one. I know that, especially coming from a small town in Arkansas, too. Not really having a lot of – I wasn't highly recruited. They weren't recruiting long snappers. I was kind of on the front end of that. So going from a walk-on to free agency, undrafted free agency to – pouring concrete and getting my opportunity for Monday Night Football was, I'll never forget that, and for obvious reasons. I've talked about at the Super Bowl, it was icy, and, we had the bad weather there. And I've told the story of Aaron and I drive. They gave us rental cars. We were driving around, and all of a sudden we get a call. The car had maybe 30 miles on it, and it was a collector calling, just a random number, and it happened to call in on top of the car. And so we answered and kind of played along with them for a little while, but they were looking for somebody we didn't know. But, the great thing about the Super Bowl, I think, was that team. We played cards. We hung out. It was a lot of fun. The training camp leading up to it, We had a lot of good years there. If you look from, you know, 09 really on, and, you know, the teams were really good. We had a good core group of guys, and obviously loved John, loved Mason, and those guys, you know, did everything. But John was on, you know, he was personal protector on the punt team. So I was always, you know, talking with him and playing cards with him on the airplane, and Mason, for obvious reasons, loved Mason to death. So I think it's the relationships that you have with those guys that, you know, you miss when you're out here in the real world, and things that you wish that you can do. And everybody you always talk to, you know, obviously people miss the game and the game check, but most importantly, you miss the locker room. You miss the guys, you miss the people that you're being around. Cause at the end of the day that, you know, we're all real people and we all have real feelings. And those are the relationships that will take with me the rest of my life.
So Josh and I talked about this earlier in the week. Mason Crosby has a particular football from a particular kick in 2011 that I believe started in your hands. A 58-yard field goal that set the record, what was the record, back in 2011. So that just got broke by a backup kicker that wears green and gold and a G on his helmet, Mr. Lucas Haversick. So Mason had Lucas on his show earlier this week, and I love that he was like, well, what am I supposed to do with this football now? Do you want it? I think we can get it for you. Do you want it? Because it started with you.
Would it mean more to you?
No, Mason needs to keep it. You know, records are meant to be broken. You're glad that you – the thing about every sport and every position that you get in, you want to leave it better than you got there. And you want to leave it for the next guy. And Mason certainly did that. Hall of Fame career, you know, leading scorer. And, you know, for him to go out there and break it so early, that's good for him. Kudos. I know they're, you know, the things are a little bit different with the balls, and they get to work them in a little bit more. I wish we could have had some of those and some of the not slick balls, footballs that we got. But, you know, it's great to see. And obviously, you know, it's a momentum swing for the Packers. And that's what you want is somebody to step up in a tight situation like that and just nail the kick.
Because I'm not a long snapper, I did not know that laces out Dan starts with the long snapper. I think we took your position for granted for a lot of years. And you told me that your laces will always be forever out. How do you control that?
A lot of repetition, a lot of practice. You know, I can do it with my eyes closed. I can still get laces out. To this day, you know, we'll sit around. I don't snap any punts, but every now and then I'll snap a couple field goals to people. And it takes me two or three snaps to really kind of get where somebody's catching it, to where I can tell them where to catch my football, where I'm snapping. It's just consistency. It's a lot of practice over the years. And yes, you want that to make it everything as seamlessly and smooth as possible for the holder. And then that obviously allows the kicker to have a clean ball to kick.
I was going to ask you because I don't know if you saw it two days ago now, Michael Jordan – had a little interview you did with Mike Tirico, and they talked about shooting a free throw at a house that he stayed at the Ryder Cup, and it was like the first time that he'd shot one in years, and he was so nervous. I was going to ask you, like, how often are you snapping footballs now, you know, now that you're you're not getting paid to do it anymore?
It's probably once or twice a year when somebody asks me to do it. I don't go out there and do it. I most of the time now it's just with my son or my daughter.
Sure.
We'll sit out there, we'll mess around with it, but I don't do it a whole lot anymore. You know, there's no reason to practice it anymore. Right. I'm definitely not doing any punts. There's no reason to do that and embarrass myself. So
party trick. Like if someone sees you at the party, are they like, oh, come on, just one time. Huh? Come on. Just give us one.
Usually at night. That's when I'll do it.
Yeah, baby.
It's dark and there's not a lot of lights. Cause then I can really kind of just throw it at their head.
If they
miss, it's not so great. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But no one gets mad at you. You're putting on the show. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. You can't slow it down for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking with longtime Green Bay Packers long snapper Brett Goode. 2008 through 2017, a Super Bowl championship to prove it. Before we let you go, Brett, what are you up to these days, man? I know you're doing some real estate stuff. I feel like you get rid of mosquitoes for a living. What do y'all got your hands in?
Yeah, I got a pest control company and a real estate business that I'm running. I've got a few other things that I'm trying to work on right now and in a background that might change up here in a month or so. So just trying to stay busy. You know, you get a family and you get kids, and my biggest thing is I want to stay busy. I'm able to work, and I love working. I don't like sitting around, so I try and keep myself as busy as possible with things that I enjoy, and I can be, you know, kind of an influence and make an impact on the community as much as possible.
When's the last time you were in this community?
Last Thanksgiving. I came up there for the game against the Dolphins last year. Got to bring the whole family up. We spent a We spent 9 days on a road trip. We went to a Bucks game. We went to Lake Geneva for a little while. So we had a really good road trip.
Nice. That's outstanding. I love road trips. If you haven't done a road trip with a young family, you're missing out. There will be moments. There, and if you got real young kids, there will be a blowout. It's happening. But at the end of the day, it's a blast. I love that you went to the Bucks game. Did you see what's going on in the NBA this morning?
Oh, I know. I just saw that. Those guys getting arrested, and that thing is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Hopefully nobody in Wisconsin's touched by that. Brett, when I text, you answer, brother. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to have you on the show again at some point. I love the stories. I love the insight. And go Pack, go, no matter who the quarterback is. Screw it.
Absolutely. That's right. Go Pack.
Love it. Thank you, Brett.
All right, man. Chat with you soon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.